The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Leslie is here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Leslie.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Oh, that's good
Great.
News. All right, Leslie, I assume that you're having some kind of argument with somebody. Otherwise, we're all just wasting each other's time here.
Yes. So I have been talking with my boyfriend because we actually just went away to a hotel for a couple of days last week for kind of like a little mini vacation.
Oh, good. That sounds fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but we were kind of having a disagreement because I, you know, while we were there, I would take some of the soap and the lotion that they would put out. You know, they put it out every day, so I would take a new bottle. And it's like this really nice brand that if I was going to buy a big bottle in the store, it would be expensive. So I was taking these, you know, it smells really good. So by the end of the time we were there for, you know, a couple nights. So I had 3 or 4 of these bottles.
Right.
And my boyfriend was like, why are you taking this? Like, why are you being, you have stuff at home. Like, aren't you being kind of cheap? Like, you're just stealing this stuff every day. And I was like, I can't believe you would think that. Like, is he right or am I wrong about this?
Hold on. So every day you took the bottle. How many days were you there?
Well, yeah. I mean, we were just there like 3 nights. So by the, you know, we checked out on the 4th day.
Okay. So how many bottles did you take when you were there?
Well, you know, they had like a nice lotion and they had a body wash and they also had a shampoo and conditioner. So I took all of those.
I mean, that's for you. Like, that's why it's for the guest who's staying in the room. So what's wrong with that? If you're taking literally, what's the difference between her taking it and using it while she's there? Same thing.
That's what I said.
Yeah, no, I agree.
All right, what's your boyfriend's name?
Corey.
All right, let's call Corey and find out what's going on. Here we go.
Hello?
Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Corey, how you doing?
I'm all right. Who is this?
Corey, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Corey.
We host the Big 8 Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. Oh, great.
Great. Yes. That's awesome.
Listen, we were wondering if we could talk to you for just a minute.
Sure.
Perfect. Perfect. Legally, I'm obligated to point out that your girlfriend Leslie's on the phone, too.
Hi.
Okay. Hey, Leslie.
Corey, Leslie told us that you got upset with her for taking the shampoo and soap from the hotel that you guys stayed at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you get upset with her for taking the shampoo and soap from the hotel you guys stayed at?
Because it's nuts. I mean, she didn't just take one or two. I mean, I think by the time we left, she must have had a dozen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you said. 4 bottles a day times 3 days. That's like 12 bottles. You're right.
Yeah. And that, I mean, it's ridiculous to do that. I mean, that we're not hurting for money or anything. So I just feel like that's not part of the deal with going to a hotel.
It is. That's 100% a part of the deal. Like, that's kind of part of the experience.
she must have had 8 bottles of shampoo in her bag already, and she actually asked housekeeping for more.
Well, they're not, I mean, it's there to be replaced. It'd be the same thing if I was going to use it every day. I just didn't use it all, and I'm taking it for later.
Right.
Right.
Right. Is this something you do regularly, Leslie, or is this like a new thing?
No, I mean, I pretty much do it at every hotel I go to.
Yeah.
Unless it's a bad brand, I'm pretty much going to take it.
Yeah.
And Corey, you just feel like it's like not necessary?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's basically stealing.
Stealing.
Okay, come on. That's not, okay. It's not like I just like wandered in off the street and took these. We paid to stay at this hotel. Like,
yeah, right. Probably a lot of money.
If anything, they owe me a full free bottle of shampoo. With, you know,
wow. Yeah.
All right, hang on one second, you two. 833-685-9595. who's right, who's wrong? 833-685-9595. When you go to the hotel, are you just supposed to load up on that free shampoo? It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Your phone calls coming up next. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Corey and Leslie went to stay at a nice hotel last week, and Leslie had a daily routine of stealing all of the shampoo and soap bottles. And there was a hand lotion, too, you said, right?
Yeah, they had nice, like, a hand cream. Yeah. So it's a perfect size to put in my purse.
Yeah, no, perfect.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend, Corey, thought it was stealing and excessive and totally unnecessary. And you don't understand why she needed 12 miniature bottles of amenities.
Yeah, and besides, at home, you know, she already has, like, 8 bottles of shampoo, 4 bottles of cream. Yeah. I mean, the shower looks like a hoarder's house.
Okay, perfect.
Great.
Okay.
A really clean hoarder. 833-685-9595. Who's right, who's wrong? WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Elena.
Hey, Elena, what do you think here?
I think that it's totally normal. I take the shampoo bottles whenever I go to the hotel. I mean, you pay for it, like she said.
I feel like everyone does that, right? I mean, if you like the shampoo, they're giving it to you. You're staying in the room. You're paying for the room.
Exactly.
But do you, I mean, okay, let me ask you this, though. Like, do you use half the shampoo and then take the rest of it home? Or do you just take a full bottle?
It depends. Sometimes I'll use a little bit, take the rest home. But I'll definitely, like, always ask housekeeping to bring more, for sure, if it's a nice brand.
And you'll take the extras and just put them in your pocketbook or whatever?
Oh, yeah. And if my boyfriend got mad at me for that, that'd be an issue.
Yeah, that'd be a deal breaker.
Yeah. Elena, when you go on vacation, do you not bring your own shampoo? Because I'll be honest with you, my wife brings her like custom shampoo that somebody sold her saying you need this for your hair color or whatever.
I'll usually bring my own shampoo, but if they have some nice shampoo, why not save it for my next trip?
Yeah.
Right.
The shampoo I bring is probably some nice shampoo from my last hotel.
But it's true because when you buy shampoo from the store, it's like big bottles and you can't have big bottles. So that's why those little ones come in handy.
Yeah, I guess if you fly, you can't take the big
bottle.
Right,
that's what I mean. So
you could take the little bottles, empty them out, and put your expensive shampoo in there too.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
All right, hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Ashley from Yulee, how are you?
Hey, good.
Oh, good. Ashley, what do you think about these little bottles of shampoo at the hotel? Is it stealing to pack them in your bag?
I don't really think it's an issue. Like you said, it's there for the guests. I've taken them with me, but I didn't take that much. But my mother-in-law's stash is ridiculous, but she uses them in a good sense because she uses them in the guest bathroom.
Oh, that's smart.
She uses
them
in the guest bathroom.
Yeah, she sticks out like the shampoos and the lotions and the soap and stuff for people who are come to visit because they do have guests quite a bit.
That's cool.
And it's kind of nice. And it's kind of nice when you get out of the pool to be able to use it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that way you feel like you're staying at a hotel and not just crashing in somebody's guest bedroom.
True.
Yeah. What about like the slippers and the robes? Does she take those too?
No.
Yeah.
But I think it's a collection because they've moved so much over the years with the military that they've kind of collected them too.
They've collected them along the way. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Can you take slippers and robes? Megan, do you ever do that?
I think that is stealing. I mean, I'm sure people do that.
Yeah.
By accident, but I don't think you can. Yeah, that belongs to the hotel.
What about like the coffee, they have a coffee maker. but they'll have the coffee packet in there. Do you ever take that?
No, I mean, I guess you could take that.
Or like
that's
a tea bag if they have it sitting there?
I would if I drank tea, sure. Because that's for you and it's free. It's not, but you can't, it's not like you can take the blanket off the bed and be like, this is mine now.
Right.
And, you know, there's a difference between those
things.
So
the disposable items are the items you can consume. And
exactly, yeah.
Okay. 833-685-9595. Where do you draw the line taking free stuff from the hotel? 833-685-9595. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We're so excited that you're here. And we're also very excited that Justin Bieber's getting married. And by very
so excited.
We've been partying all day, celebrating that. Also, we have a couple on the line that went away to a hotel and they got into a big argument because she just started every day. She took the shampoo and the hand conditioner and the conditioner for your hair and when it creams and lotions, whatever, because it was a really expensive brand. So she ended up with like a dozen little bottles when they got back. I thought that was almost stealing. 833-685-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? WAP. Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. What do you think, Ernie?
It's not stealing if you pay for that.
It's not stealing if you pay for the hotel or if you pay for the shampoo?
You pay for the shampoo.
You pay for the shampoo?
Yes.
But they don't charge you, I mean, okay, but they don't charge you extra for the shampoo. Like, you just stay in the hotel and you grab the shampoo. Is that stealing?
I don't think it's stealing.
You don't think it's stealing?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
All right. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, what'd you want to say?
Regarding the shampoo discussion you're having, I just wanted to add a different perspective from the environmental side. So I recently read the National Geographic article on microplastics and single-use shampoos end up in landfills more than anything else, ended up in our ocean. So I think it's fine you indulge yourself in a couple of shampoo bottles, but it's also important to consider that a lot of these end up as waste, and considering bigger bulk items might be more environmentally friendly.
Yeah, okay. That's a good point.
So she should or she shouldn't take them to save the environment? I'm confused as to what your take is.
I think it's okay, take your few, but it sounds like there's quite an excessive amount, and
right.
So maybe just consider how to limit it. And
right. But, I mean, the thing is, they're not ending up in a landfill. They're ending up in her purse.
Well, so, when she's done with them, they are.
Well, hopefully.
Because I see a lot of people under their sinks have 50 bottles of these things that never get used and then end up in the trash. So
right.
If you're using them, that's great.
All right. But then recycle.
Keep in mind.
Okay. That's a good point. Recycle. If you're going to steal bottles from the hotel, make sure that you use them again or put them in the blue bin, not the waste bin.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Good. Joseph, how are you?
Hey, I just wanted to say that this is probably why hotel rooms are so expensive nowadays. Everybody's taking everything.
People are stealing the shampoo.
I don't know. I think they were expensive before that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Probably been going on for a while.
Yeah. I mean, they do up the cost. There's also resort fees. Like,
it's crazy.
Explain to me the resort fee. I'm already paying $200 for the hotel room.
It was like an extra $100 in fees last time I went to a hotel. I'm like, what is all this?
I was away last week at a hotel, and every night I noticed on my credit card, it would be an incremental charge. And I thought they were just charging me for like the bar.
Okay.
But then at the end of the hotel stay, they said, oh, you owe this much money. I go, what happened to all these incremental charges? They go, oh, no, we were just holding that on your credit card, like to make sure I didn't run out, right?
Oh, what?
And they're like, now we're going to charge it all. I was like, oh, my God. It's
crazy.
Well,
that's weird.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 833-685-9595. I mean, I did drink a lot at the bar. Like, I would have.
No,
it was a smart move on their part. In fact, when I checked out, she goes, okay, we just have a couple. Holy cow, that's a lot of bar charges. And she's like, oh, sorry, I'm not judging.
Yeah, right.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.